here on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis. Let us start around five lines from when the lines start getting wide. Ba'achas b'chayov, ba'achas b'moisei tanoi. So the Gemara wanted to say that there's a machlikas tanoim. If there were two noshim, one died b'chaye habal, one died la'achem isosoi. So the one that died la'achem isosoi does not at all benefit from ksubis benin dichin. So there's a svara to say that they weren't misaking ksubis benin dichin in such a case, because it's osi lansuye. Perhaps they were misakin. So the Gemara says, Va'achas b'chayov, va'achas b'moisei tanoi, it's a machloikes tanoi. V'sanye, we learned in the Baraisa, Meisu achas b'chayov, va'achas b'moisei, Benanis oimer yecholim b'nei arishoyne loima livnei ashniye. Atem b'nei balas chayv atem. You are the children of a balas chayv. Tlu ksubas imchem. So take the ksube, b'goyve the ksube. Utsu'u. And afterwards, the rest will take out the ksubes b'nin dichen. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, kvar kovtso nachlo milifnei b'nei harishayno v'noflo lifnei b'nei hashniye. Rabbi Kiva had said, no, since there was one isha that she was alive after her husband died, so that causes that there's no din of ksubes benin dichim, so now they both yarshin equally. My love, bohoke mitligi, demar sova achas b'chai v'achas b'moisa yeshlen ksubes benin dichim, that is the svar of Benanis. Umar sova achas b'chai v'achas b'moisa einlem ksubes benin dichim, and this is the svar of Rabbi Kiva. Let us again see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tanoihi ishokli b'nei rishoyne ksubes b'nin dichen oiloi. Atem b'nei balas choyvatem tlu ksubes imchem utzu akochach b'daleke moysel dine kamayri. It is speaking about there's no moisel dinner, midiktoni utsu, bi diika nachlo yoisa ashtek subis. If there is a nachla which could be divided after the shtek subis wanigve, may utsu de kaomrilo, nehe nami de shoklibne rishoyne ksubis nindichen, even though they'll take subis nindichin, shara miya palgi. But al koponim, the rest of the Yerusha will be divided up equally. Ela b'daleke. So it is speaking about that the Baal left over exactly enough for the ksube of the shniyeh and the ksubis nindichin of the first one. V'hochi komri lohu, so Benanis holds that the b'nei rishoyne tell the b'nei shniye, atem b'nei balas choy v'atem, you're b'nei balas choy, uksubas imchem hoyol v'choyvi, since this is a choy that is being paid up minichsei ho'o, v'einchem boim b'toyres b'nin dichen, you are not goyve alts benin dichem, loibinen moiser dinner, so then it is not necessary that there should be a moiser dinner to enable me to take als ksubes nindichen. The einlocho nachlo die reise jofe mizu. There's not a nicer nachle. Sho onu va atem peirim choyve savinu. We are both paying up. Choyve savinu. We're paying up. That means if the ksubes is 200 zuz. So, I yash and 100, you yash and 100, and then, with this, we are being mekayim a mitzvah, al yisayimim lefoye chayvis aviyim. So, we yashind, and we're paying up a chayv of the father. Hilkach tlu oiso utsu'u, and then leave. There's nothing more for you to do. Ba'onu nita lasha b'ksubis nindichem. That is the svar of Benanis. Rabbi Kiba Oima, Kva Kovtso Nachlo, Misho Shemes Habau, Bechayeho, the minute that the Baal died, Bechayeho Shoshniyo, is Kovtso Nachlos Benindichen, so then the Nachlo Benindichen jumped away Milifnei Bnei Rishayne, so there's no more Nachlos Benindichen, Venoflali is Nachlo Kishayirushe. So now the Yerusha will be divided up equally. Af livnei ashniya. Bafilo havi ochi maisadina. Filo there would be a maisadina. Le havi shokli b'nei harishayne ksubes nindichin. Bachas b'chayo. Bachas b'maisoi. Le iskin because it's osi le ansuya. So that is what the Gemara wanted to start off saying, that this Shaila, Achas Bechayev, Achas Bemoisai, is a machlokes between Benanes and Rabbi Kiva. Omar Rabbe, Ashkechesinu l'Rabbonon deveirav, the Yosvi v'Komri, I met the Rabbonon deveirav. They were discussing the machlokes of Benanis and Rabbi Kiva, and they said, the kuli alma achas b'chayo v'achas b'moiso yeshlen ksubes benindich. That is a davar muskim. V'hocho, so what is the machlokes here? B'ksube nasis moiso l'chavoto. Here the machlokes is, there was no Moiser dinner besides the ksube that the Yoshe Ashniya took. So the Machloikis, Benanis Rabbi Kiva is, does the ksube become a Moiser lechavoto? And that means so that this is considered a Moiser, this is considered that the Piroin HaKsube is being paid by both Yoshim equally. So that's called a Moiser, that there's a Nachla D'Iraise on the Ksube of the Shniya. Vuhu Adin L'Bal Choy Kamifligi. That's the Machloikis. The Machloikis is the Piroin HaKsube, or Hu Adin, if there would, let's say, be two noshim that was meisu b'chaye b'alayim, and there's no meiser dinner, but the baal owe the choyv to someone, and they pay up the choyv. Will there be a din of ksubes b'nindichen? Mar sova ksube nasa meiser l'chavoto. The nanis holds that the ksube becomes a meiser, is equivalent to meiser dinner. Vuadin lebal choiv, umar soven Rabbi Kiva holds, en ksubinasis moisa lechavote, vuadin lebal choiv. But that's what Rabbi heard from the Rabbonon de Veirav. And Rabbi told them, va'amina lehu ano. So I told them that you don't have to say so far. Bebal Choyv, we see that the machloikes benanes and Rabbi Kiva speaking about a ksubes ishe. So I told them, b'balchoiv kolam aloi pligi dahava moisa. By a balchoiv, everyone will be moide that the piroin hachoiv is equivalent to a moisa dina. Ki pligi, b'machloikes benanes Rabbi Kiva is b'ksube. Ksube, there's a svara to say it's not considered a moisa. Now let us see Rashi. The kulal me yeshle, the time of the Rabbi Kiva oche mishum deleke maisa dinahu. That's the reason that he says that kofzo nachlo me rishain, ukesova eng sube nasis maisa lechavato. Ba'afilu hashniya choyv, it's no difference if it's a ksube or a choyv. Bohu adin lebal choyv, eicha de meisu shteyim bechayo. That if there would be a, let's say meisu shteyim bechayo, de tavayu osu b'teres p'nindicha, de yesh ha-moyser dino, b'hum ishu b'dla ba'al choyf, but this dinner has to be paid la'al choyf, loy avi moyser, that is what Rabbi Kiva holds. And I told them, b'ba'al choyf, Rabbi says, I told them, b'ba'al choyf kolam aloy pligi da avi moyser, Oyel v'hashtar yoytzi al kulam. That means the obligation to pay up this choyv is an obligation on all the yoshim. Nimtzo kulam peirim. So all of them are paying up the choyv that their father was obligated to pay. V'hi nachle shalehem. This is their nachle. She also bear mitzvahs priyas chayvavim taker. They yarshened. They were mekayim a mitzvah. They paid up the choy. So there was a yerusha with hakiyim, and they the investment is they did a mitzvah with the money. In kipligi, the whole machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Benanes is biksube. Ba'achas bechayev, ba'achas b'moishe, shashniya choyvi. The ksube shni is a choyv, pligi, then there's a machlokes. Benane sova, arei zu, kishar choyv. It's what the difference if he owes his wife a ksube, or if he owes someone some of his money for a choyv. Pahavi moisa. Rabbi Kiva sova, lav kishar choyv domi. This is not considered like a choyv. Even the inu gufayu koshokli. Since the bnei shniya are taking for themselves, the hilkar hanoch bnei shniya mekablim veloy poirim. That means if there would be a third balchoyv over here, And the Yoshim are paying up the Choyv, so it's considered the Yoshim, and they're paying up the Choyv, that is called the Choylik B'Yerusha Shove B'Shove. But over here, since the Bnei Ashniya, the Yoshi Ashniya, are getting money, even though in the Oymik Hadin, Mistamib Shad is dead, they're paying up their father's chayv to the mother with the Yerusha, but it seems that takonis chachamim, that there has to be a moisa dinah, means you have to see more or less a type of a Yerusha, and if they're taking everything, they're taking, the bnei ashniya are taking from themselves, so they're considered mekablin b'loy poirim. Is nimtze she'ein kan nachla d'iraisa. So we don't see a nachla d'iraisa over here. V'layiskin yerushas b'nin dichrin d'rabonon l'meka nachla d'iraisa. So b'kitza, we are up to now We had wanted to say that the machlokes Rabbi Kiva ben Nanis is achas b'chai v'achas b'maisa. And then the Gemara said the Vei Rav, the Rabbonon the Vei Rav wanted to say everyone knows achas b'chai v'achas b'maisa. The Izak subis ben dichin, the machlokes is if a ksuba nasa meiser, if a choyv nasa meiser, and Rabbi said a choyv zicha nasa meiser, the machlokes is if ksuba nasa meiser. Maski flo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked a kasha now on Rabbi. Ihochi Rabbi Kiva oimer kvar kovtso nachlo. As Rabbi Kiva said, a blank statement that kovtso nachlo, that means that the Yoshei Rishoyne are not miyuchosim in nachle. He should have explained im yesh meisa dinami boile. He should have explained. You can't say such a blank statement. What was the lashon of the Baraisa? The Baraisa was. Meisu achas b'chayv achas b'moisoi. So it doesn't say exactly. Benan esoim yechayim bnei rishayin eloimer levnei shniye atem bnei balaschayv atem tluk subis imchem itzu. So filu, when there's nothing left over, there was no moiso dinner, Benan says, we could use the ksubis a moiso dinner, fine. But Rabbi Kiva said a blank statement, Kovtza Nachli should have explained. If there's a Maisa Dinner, then they could take the Ksubis Nindichim. There's not a Maisa Dinner. He shouldn't say such a blank statement. That's Rabbi Yosef's Kash and Rabbi. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef Ihochi. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kvar Kovtza Nachle Im Yesh Moisa Dina Miboyle. Should have explained. If there's a Moisa Dina, they are no Chokzubis Nindich, and if there's no Moisa Dina, then they're not. Let us see Rashi. Said Rashi, Ihochi, the Bohola Chude Hude Pligi, Rabbi Kiva Mishim Deleka Moisa, we have a Moisa Loipoli, my kvar kovtza nachle, the mashme ein kan teures benin dichen, cloud is no benin dichen, hochi boile le meima, im yesh amoiso, neutlin, beim lav, ein neutlin. That is what he should have said. So mamele, Rav Yosef did not like this pshat, that Rabbonon de Beirav and Rabbe had said. Hello, my Rav Yosef, the way we started out saying from the beginning, Bachas Bechaye, Bachas Bemoisei, Kamiflegi, that's the Machloikis, the way we started off by saying, if Bechlaud is a takone of Ksubis Bnindichin, if Achas Bemoisei, since it's Osilam Tzuy. Vahani tanoi kihani tanoi. And now the Gemara says, now this is, this machloikis, achas bechayiv, achas bemoisei, is a machloikis other tanoi. The sanya we learned in the baraisa, noso esarishoino vomeisa. Noso esashnio vomeisu. Boin boneho shel zu la'acha mise v'noitlin ksubas ima. Rab Shimon Omer, im yesh moiser dina, eilu noitlin ksubas ima, v'eilu noitlin ksubas ima, v'vlav chilkin b'shalim. So it seems superficially it would seem that Rab Shimon is saying that the Tanakhama said that the only boim boner shezu la'acha mise, that means la'acha mises imon, the bnei hashniye, v'noitling subesimo, that means that the Tanakhama holds that achas b'chay v'achas b'moisoi, there's no takone of ksubes b'nindichen, so only one yoyrish is goyva ksube, that the yorshe shniye, they're goyva the ksube. The yorshe rishoyne, they're not goyva ksube, so then the rest is divided up in Yerusha. Rab Shimon says, no, the zicha din ksubes b'nindichen, but it depends if there's a moiso dinner. Miesh moiso dinen, eilu noitun ksubes imam, eilu noitun ksubes imam. Vim lav chilkim b'shode. Let us just see Rashi. Elo amar Rav Yosef, kedefrishes bereishe, ואפילו הווה בו מויסה, עושה רבי קיבל למיימר, דוי ואחרס בו מויסה, לקקסו בסמנדיכן, לבני רישויני. בכל שכן כי לקט, אז לא מויסה דין, אז איך אינה. בוים בו נאו של זו, כסל כדאי תוך, באבני שנייה קוי. ותנא קמא is speaking about the בני שנייה, והוכי קומה, בוים בני השנייה, שהי בעל הסחוי, בני תלס, בני תלן כסובסימום, סדל תה כסובסימום, אל תסחוי ובדי כסובה. אבל לבני רישוינו, אין כאן כסובה. לבני רישוינו, there's no כסובה. דקוסו ואחס בחיוב, ואחס במויסוי, אין להם. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Yeah. Vim lav chilkim b'shove. אם יש מויסה דנאילו נאיתם סובסים ונאיתם סובסים ואם לא if there's no מויסה דנא חלקים בשווה אסה מויסה על כסובס החוי. That means there's no כסובס בנין דיכן, so whatever is left over after the חוי, that is divided שווה בשווה. איסס רב יוסף wants to say that's the מחלויקס of בנאנס הרב עקיבא. That is the machloikis of the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says, loy. No, that's not muchach, that's the machloikis. The kulal me achas b'chayo v'achas b'moisoi yesh leng ksubis b'nindichen. Everyone holds is a ksubis b'nindichen. Ohocho bedinner mikarkoi kamiflegi. Here the machloikis is, do you need a maisodina of karka? Marsova mikarkoi in metaltoli loi, marsova afilu metaltoli. Let us see Rashi. Bedinner mikarkoi kamiflegi, ibeinen Ahu Moisa Sheyeshom Shteksubis Vedina, the Moisa that we need, that there should be two ksubis plus a dina, Mikakois, does that dinner have to be Mikakois? Vahocha Bedeleke Moisa Dina, here there's no Moisa Dina, elementally. Mishimochi Oma Tanikame, the Ein Bnei Rishayne Neutlim, Vosa Rab Shimon Lameima, Oyo V'yesh Moisa Dine Kodu Shokli. So Memele, so we are speaking about that there was a Moisa Dina of Metaltalim. And Rab Shimon is saying, so the Tamekama holds, in such a case, there's nothing Subis Nindichim. So Memele, so be Chelkim Bishove. The Yoshishniya will take the Exubim, the rest will be Yoshim Bishove. And Rab Shimon says, in Yesh Moisa Dina means, doesn't matter what the Moisa Dina is from, if it's Metalpli, a Kalki, a bit is a Moisa Dina, so then it's Eilon Neitling Subasima, Eilon Neitling Subasima. Bimlav Chelkin Bishove. So, could be that is the Machloikis. So the Gemara asks, Umimotzis Amrit Ochi. You cannot say that that is the Machlokes. I wish to vehemently disagree with you. But now we learned the next Mishnah, Rab Shimon Oimer, Afilu Yesham Nechosim She'ein Lam Achayis. Afilu there's Nechosim, which are a Moisa, but it's Metaltalim, Einam Klum. At Shiesham Nechosim, Shieshla Machayis, Yesa Abes Ksubis Dina. So, Fakert, in the next Mishnah, the Zamachlik is the Tanakame and Rab Shimon. The Tanakame says, Abiya Moisa Dina is sufficient. And Rab Shimon says, no, you need a Moisa Dina of Karka. A Moisa Dina Metalpum is not sufficient. So how could you say, hey, you're Mahapach the Kor Apiyah? But Rab Shimon is coming to say, Abi, a Moisa Dina is good. Fakir. Rab Shimon in the next Mishnah says, Klo, that you need a Moisa Dina of Karka. Yeah? Ella. So the Gemara has Charote. Elohoche bedina mishabdi kamiflegi. There's a machloikis, the machloikis is the same gain, the same mahalach that when the Lem Shatan the Bereise, the Rab Shimon says, a dinner, moisa dinner koldo, any kind. A koldo does not mean metaltalim. But Kodu means Afilu Adina Mishabdi. Adina Mishabdi. Mar Sova Mibnei Choyrin En Mimishabdi Loi. From Mar Sova Afilu Mimishabdi. Now it is very unclear what is the case over here. So I'd like to say over three pshatim. The Shita Mekabetzes brings a Yesh Mefoshim that it is speaking about that the father possessed a Mashkante Desuche. That means that this is a Mashkin that the karka was meshubed leperis, and it seems with this mashkin the malve was able to be goyver the choy. There was no ribis the kishayla. Al kaponim, it was a karka that was memushkin to the baal who was a malve. So what is the machloikis? The machloikis was that really they're deriving peiris from this mashkin. But the mashkin, they have a goof lepeiris. Is that considered a moisa dinna karke? That means this chus, goof lepeiris. Is that considered a kinyan in the karke? So we have karke lepeiris. Or it's not considered a kinyan lagabi the moisa dinner mikakoi. You need You need more than that. So it's not considered kalk. That's the machloikis. That is how the Shita Mekubetz says pshat. Then the Shita Mekubetz brings Rashi. Rashi is very unclear here. Maybe it is clear. Masava filumi mishabdi. Rab Shimon sova choiv havi moiso. So the Shita Mekubetz means to say that the father was a baal choiv. The father is paying up a choiv. The yoshim are paying up this choiv. So just like we had before, a machloikis, do we say that the ksub is nasa moisa or baal choiv is nasa moisa? That's how the Shin, that's Pshat and Rashi. Rab Shimon Sova, Choyv Avi Moisa. Choyv Avi Moisa means that, this Chaylik of the Yerusha will be used to pay up a Choyv. It's Meshubit to pay up a Choyv, if that's also called Moisa. And the Rishash I saw wants to say a third Pshat. The Rishash wants to say that it is speaking about that the father was a malve, and the loive had a kalke that was meshubit to the malve. Is that, we'll have in the next Mishnah, that the moisa cannot be roi. That means the moisa has to be nechosim that the father possessed Bishas Mise. Not nechosim that he got later. There has to be nechosim he possessed Bishas Mise in order that we should say that there's a Yerusha D'Araisa. So he brings us a machloikis in Yesh Noichlim. If a karka hameshubid that the malva could be goyva from it, is this called roi legabi pishnaim by prayer? Machloikis anoy. So that's this machloikis over here. So that's how the Rishash wants to say pshat and mishabdi. Yeah. So let us see again the Loshna Gemara. Mohoche bedino mishabdi kamiflegi. Mar sovo mibnei choirin en mimishabdi loy. Umar sova afilu mimishabdi. Afilu mimishabdi. I'd like to say, perhaps, we could explain and mention the Shita Mekubetz that said that the pshat was that there was a mashkin, that the father possessed a mashkin. Afogavda ein lohem begufa kalke, given shegufa kalke meshubila peiro isabereza kila gufa kalke shalohem. Just like the gufa kalke is his. Rab Reuven, in Kedusha Rab Reuven, in Simen Yotes, in Sechtes Bob Metzia, he clears a shaila, what is the taich dekel a peiris? A person cannot sell peiris dekel, that's a dovish loy beloylo. But dekel a peiris, you could sell. So he hears two mahalchen. Imakinyin hu be'etzem haguf. Do we consider that the koine has a kinyin in the guf adeku? Vahavi kemoi shahapeiris gdeilim me'ilon shaloi. Shohu konoi. At Shohu Yoimer Aroy Ashbach. That means I have a kinyan in the dekel. Legabi the peiris. That means it's not my dekel. If it's not my dekel legamri. I can't chop it down if I want, but it's my dekel legabi the peiris. That means legabi the peiris that are growing out of the dekel. That's is my dekel. It's growing out from my dekel. So that means I have a bilus in the gufa dekel. Or he says, maybe not. Maybe the gufa dekel belongs to the moicha. Now, if the gufa dekel belongs to the moicha, so why do the peiris belong all the time to the moicha? Because there's a klal aroi ashbach. That means if it is growing from your dekel, something that grows from your dekel belongs to you. That is the din of aroi ashbach. That means this is my dekel. The peiris are growing from my dekel. So there's a klal. Who do the peiris belong to? The peiris belong to the Baal HaKak who created the Shvach. Aroi Ashbach, my Kak is creating these peiris, so therefore the peiris belong to me. So Rabbi Reuven wants to say, She'ev Shaloimer, She'etzem HaDekel, V'aroi Ashbach Shalom Moichahu. That everything belongs to the Moicha. V'apeiris G'deilim Al Dekel Shaloi. And the peiris are growing on the Dekel of the Moicha. Avol bir hadover shekinyin dekel lepeirosavu, de gam ze shehabailim zoichim bahashvach, sheshibchu nechosov, uba peire shegodl mikakoi, mishumtainis aroi ashbach, gam ze schusu bahakarke, uba dekel. I think he means to say that there are two steps. If the dekel is yours, so that gives you a schus. Since the gufa dekel is mine, so that gives me a schus of a roi ashbach, that means this schus translated is that whichever will come out from my dekel will belong to me. So he wants to say the dova hanimkar is this schus, not the dekel. But since it's my dekel, I possess this schus, which the dekel which a Baal HaDekel possesses, and this chus I'm selling. Now, l'chayre, I think this chakire has a big shaykhis with our gemara. The Shita Mekabetzah says that you need a moisel dinner of kalke. We are speaking about that there was a mashkin that the gufa kake was mishubit l'peiroiso. Hareze ke'ilu gufa kake shalohen. So just like the gufa kake was theirs. So if you learn it's a bailis in the gufa kake, the first tzad what Rabbi Reuven wants to say, so even though it's not mine for all tashmishim, it's mine for the peiris, but I have a schus in karke. The karke is worth a dinner from the productive koiches that it has. It can produce peiris.
but it's a schus in the, it's a schus in the gufa kark. That's kark. I possess kark. I possess real estate. If you learn the second pshat, so there's no bailus in kark whatsoever. So perhaps we could say that guf is the machloikis tanoim. We have here a machloikis tanoim. That was the sekimte. Is it called karkis and not called karkis? Could be that guf is the machloikis.
Let's go a little further. So the Gemara says a very nice pshat, but in the Ivre, in the Beraisa, is not good at all. Ihochi, Rab Shimon Oimer, im yesh sham moyser dino, kiven she yesh sham moyser dino mi boile. So the Gemara says, Rab Moira de Kekashe. That means, you're making an akimte. We're speaking about, that is, let's say, a mashkanta. We'll say the way the Shita says. What we're speaking about is a mashkanta. Now, the machloikis is, what din this mashkanta is? Does it have a din karka? Doesn't have a din karka? Fine. So, Rab Shimon should not say im. Rab Shimon should say kivon. That means, in this case, that we're talking about a case. So, this case, it's called a maisa kivin shiyesha. This is called a maisa din of karka, not im. That's the Gemara's kasha on this akimte. Kivin shiyesha maisa din of mi boilei. Let us see Rashi. Hochi garsinet ni hochi Rab Shimon Oimer im yesha maisa dina. Va bereise ko is going on the bereise. Hoyo ube de ike moise mukmislo. Elisha meshubit. De is moise, da is meshubit. Rashi lans de ote de balchoi, de rabshim alakulo koma. En sochi boi le lemeima. Hoyo ube yesha moise dina elo neitlem. Not him. Now, I'm not saying a certain case. Well, the case that we're speaking about. So that's called a moise dina. So the Gemara falls off this pshat. Elo bepoches midina kamiflagi. No, the machloikis is if there's poches midina, is that sufficient for a moisa? Mar sova dina ein poches midina loy. That's what the Tanakhama holds. So that's why he says only the bnei ashniya can take the ksubit. The bnei rishoni cannot yash na ksubis bnei nichin. Umar sova afilo poches midina. And Rab Shimon holds afilo poches midina. Frag the Gemara, bo Rab Shimon dina koma. How can you say that Rab Shimon is chaylik on a poches midina? Rab Shimon aime, im yesh moisa dina, eilu neitlung subi. He says a dina, has means a poches midina. Vichiteima eipuch. Maybe you'll say eipuch. What we'll say, we'll see Rashi ad epoch goes, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We'll say fakert, that the Tanakhama is mekel. And the Tanakhama holds afilu poches midina is also good. And Rab Shimon is machmer. And that's very good to him. Im yesha moisadina. No, not the way you said that a poches midina is good. You need a moisadina. So the Gemara says, Anshuldik, there's no such tana that holds a poches midina is good. Tanekame de masnisa nami dina kama. We'll see the machloikis, the Tanekame and Rab Shimon in the next Mishnah. If you need a dinner from karka, a dinner of metaltali is also good, but everyone holds you need a dinner. There's no tana that holds a poches midina is good. So Mamela, that can't be pshat in the machlokes. Now let us see Rashi. V'chiteima epoch, peirushe de parshinem beplektayo. The way we were learning till now, so till now we were learning that the Tanakhama holds, there's no thing subis benindich.
Rav Shimon says it is a moisa dina de is ksubis pnindim the ksubis pnindichen. Epoch. It's the other way around. The ema, and I'll say pshat as follows. The Tanakhama said, Boin boner shezu la'achel misa v'noitling subis ima. So till now we were learning, boner shezu means the boner of the second one. That's how we were learning. The very sosom de kaloshim, that's how we understood. And he says, no. So epoch, the ema will say like this, boin boner shezu de koma tanakama abnei rishoinikoi. It's going on the Bnei Rishon, v'koma, v'kshokli, k'subis nindiche. They take k'subis, v'osa Rav Shimon l'meime. No, when can they take k'subis nindiche? Yesh, ha-moisa din kulam noitlen. V'im lav, el apochis medina yesh, there's only apochis medina, chelkim b'shovet. Then Israel can be shoved, and there's nothing to be in there. So the Gemara is what I'm coming to Mas Nisan. The Koma Rav Shimon Alay of Liyeshem Nechos and Shem Lamachai is Einam Klum. So there's a Machloikis Rav Shimon Tanakama. So the Tanakama also Dina Koma. The Ktoni Shom Yeser Dina. Oh, yes, the Ktoni Shom Yeser Dina. Tanekame de Masnissen, who Tanekame de Bereis. So, Bekitzer, there is no Tane that holds that Pochus Medina is good. So, so you can't say that this Tanekame holds that Pochus Medina is good. Elo ki hanoch trei lishnoi kamoi ve'epoch. The Gemara says we have to say the two Lishne Kamoi. Let's see what Rashi says. Ella will say the first two Mahalchim we said. El Kihanai Trei Lishne Kamoi, Bedina Mikarkoi. If you need a dinner of Karke or a dinner of Metalfum is also good. Oi Bedina Meshabdi, the Epoch Tritzusa. But we'll say now, Faker, the Teretz we have mentioned before. Bochi Kama. Tanekame, the Tanekame says, Boim Boner Shel Rishoin. Again, that's the Epoch is Take. We're remaining with this Epoch. Boim Boner Shel Zu. Shel Zu means the Rishoin. Gam heim, v'noitling subis imom, mishum t'nai benindichem. Ba'av agav delek, elo moise dina metaltali, oi mishabdi. No problem. Ba'osa rab shim alameim, em yesh moise dina mikako yivnei choyri, elo noitlim. So fakert. So rab shimon is the machmer, the tanakam is the meikul. Now Rav Shimon is lechumre. He's disagreeing with you. You're saying that metaltali is good. You're saying that mishabodim is good. I wish to disagree with you. Im that means there'll only be a din of ksubas benichin. If it'll be karke, if it'll be bnei chori. So that's the Maskonis HaGemara. Let us see Taisvis. Umar Sova Apilu Metaltali. Now, this was the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say that the Machloikis is that Rav Shimon holds Apilu Amoisa Dine Kolshu, which means Apilu Metaltali. Umar Sova Apilu Metaltali. Perish Rav Shimon. Because so Taisus and Mayas Bekiyas. Now it can be that Rav Shimon knows metaltali is good, because the next Mishnah says it's no good. Because im yesha moiser dina. So what do you do with the lashon? Im yesha moiser dina. Kivin shi yesha moiser dina mi boiler. Kedepar besamoch. Bishloime Dadifa Minepo. This is a better kasha. I mean, this is, you tell me, you're 100% wrong. The Mishnah says Rav Shimon holds Metalfum is no good. Ela hoche bepoches midine kamiflugi. So the Gemara wants to say the Machlekes is bepoches midine. Vahash te boi lamei, medil Rav Shimon badai sagi bepoches midine. The Gemara is not Rav Shimon said, then why is Rav Shimon says a dinner coma? The time, im ken odo kushel aduft, im yeisham, tivin sheshem I boi lamei. We had asked this kasha.
That the Loshen im, is not good when we said the teretz of Mishabdi. And because of this kasha, we say now new teretz of Pochas Mishabaprute. So Tosha says, but you, because of this kasha, the teretz of Mishabdi is no good. And when you say Pochas Mishabaprute, you still didn't fa'em for the im. That's Shan Tosha's kasha. Vahashti boi lemein lo shimen vadi sagi Pochas midina. Then my sakasha, the loshen is for. Petayim ken hoda kushal aduchte im yeshom kivin sheyeshom iboyle. So what did you answer? Vechitayim epoch perish akunteris. So Rashi said pshat. Rashi said a new pshat in the Tanakhama. Ubonea shall zu de koma tanekame, abnei rishoinekoi. That's going to abnei rishoinekoi. Bonea shall zu means that the bnei rishoine are goivek subes pnindichen, and then, and Rav Shimon says, it matters if there's a dinner, whatever it is, that's how Rashi says pshat. Mashme mitoich perushoi, de loy gersino lael, Boim boneho shel zu la'acher misas imam. Boneho shel zu are coming after misas imam. Now, the mashme behedye da bnei shniyekoi. The bnei rishoin, what's at the first the mother died, and then the father died, and then they're coming to take the ksube. So the Tana will say the coming Acha Misa Simon, please. I mean, the mother died from before, then the father died, and now they're coming, not Acha Misa Simon. If it's going to Bnei Shni, it's very good. That means that so the father died, the mother was still alive, the Shni. The lady, when the mother died, so the Yoshim are coming to Mondik Subin. Elo gora, so Rashi the different girls, boneho shel zu la'acha misa. Boneho shel zu la'acha misa. Not la'acha misa simo, la'acha misa, that means after when the father dies, so they're coming to monks to be simo. Because the b'chol ha'svorim garsin alayim. That it says lachem isus imon, so lamach isus imon doesn't make sense. She died before the father. Vaoidi abnei rishayne koi maloi lahaske lachem isus full of lachem isus not kugers misus im. She did the boy in the koma lachem isus. The homesoktoni. No, it seems Tosis understood the lachem isus. It's going on the mother. So the Mesa Ktoni, it says that she died, so Zichalacha Misa. Void Koshali. The Hoyel Aboyle Meme Epoch. If the Gemara wants to say Epoch, that what the Tanakama holds, there are coolers, and the Pachas Mishabaprut is good, Mishabodim is good, Metalfum is good. Avile Suki Pluktayu Beksubin Nasis Moisa Lechavatos. Why did the Gemara say that? Sabemis and Rashi learned that's Pshat Mishabodim. That there was Mishabat Abal Choyim for them, Beksubin. For Oid Garsina Beperish Rabbeinu Hananel Behedye, boin boneho shel shnia la'achemis. The Ben Chananel was geiris klo boneho shel shnia. So there's nothing what to talk about. That the Tanakam is talking about the boneho shel shnia. So Yizicha can say Rashi's pshat. Al kein perish Rabbeinu Tam abnei shnia koi lo'ilom. It's Zicha the Tanakam is talking about the bnei shnia. So what's that the Eipuch? The Eipuch Svorosayu. The Tanekame do Omar Boim Bnei Shniye V'loikrin Ksubas Imon V'rishoinim Ein Lohem. Aces, the Tanekame says the Bnei Shniye have, the Rishoine don't have. That's what he's saying. She'ein lehem moisa klal. That's if there's no moisa whatsoever. Im ho yesho moisa, afel apochis medina, yesh lan ksubis mnin dichem. V'osa rab shimel lameima, davkim yesho moisa dina. Now, where do we see this in the Tanakhama? Where do we see this in the Tanakhama that he means that they don't get if there's no Moisa, if there's Epis HaMoisa, they do get. Mida Rab Shimon Ishmael Tanakhama. We see this from Rab Shimon. The Mida Koma Im Yeshom Mashmael Dagdek Divrei Tanakhama Kshein Shom Moisa Klal Koma Davke. That means that he's a nida moisa dinner, and the Tanakam says there's no moisa, period. If there's a bia moisa, it is good. Moisa of a pachas mishav dinner is also good. So the Gemara says, ki hanach trei lishni kamoi veipach, is the frishest. The Tanakam om of ne shnia goivin, v'loi b'nei rishoino, k'shein sha moisa klau. Avo metaltli, ami mishabdi, neitlim. Posam shimlamei medav kedine mikakoi ubnei chori. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar mazutre mishmei derapope. Hilchese. Now we're paskling halochas. Achas bechayev, vachas bemoisoi. Yes, lang so bis benindich. Number one. Number two, uksube nasis moisa lachavote, that the ksube can use for a moisa dinner. So he's telling us two coolers and ksubis benindichin, achis bachai vachis bemoisa, they were misaking ksubis benindichin, you don't say osil and suye, and ksube nasis moisa lachavote. In fact, the Gemara, Bishloimi Yashmin and Achas Bachai Vachas Bamoishesh Lang Subis Bin Nichim. Well, Yashmin Subinas is Moisa Lachavote. If you'd only tell me the first Aloch, he would not tell me the second Aloch. Hava Mine. So then I would say like this. He's telling me, Achas Bachai Vachas Bamoishoi. Is a ding subas pnin dichim, but yike maisa dinner any loy loy. I wouldn't know the ksubanasa maisa lachavata. So that's why he had to tell me if I'm saying the first din, I don't know the ksubanasa maisa lachavata. In fact, the gemor abel elalish meaning ksubanasa is maisa lachavata, but if he'll tell me, Ksubinas is moisa lachavata. So what does that mean? In other words, that's achas b'chai v'achas b'moisoi. And the ksube that we're paying up for the isha that died after the husband died, that's as a din of a moisa dinah. So in saying one statement, you're killing two birds. Automatically, you're saying achas b'chai v'achas b'moisoi. There is a din of ksubis nindichin, and you're also saying that the ksubis is a din of a moisa din. Lolishmin ksubinasis moisa lechavata, vano yedane, mishim dachas bachai, vachas bamoisa, shum ksubis nindichin. So the Gemara says no. Yash min and hochi, just samozai by knowing, achas bechai, just by knowing that ksubinas is moisel lechavot, yash min and hochi ava mine, ke goin she noso sholish noshim. I would say maybe it's speaking about he had three wives. Umeisu shtayim bechayov, so these two wives were eligible, the children for these two wives were eligible to get ksubis b'nei nichim. Va'achas b'moisoi. And the third wife died b'moisoi. Va'ach d'mayis la'acha mise, yeledis nekevehi. She had a daughter. V'lav bas yerushi. So memele, in this case, we have over here, let's speak oisenveinik. So we have like this. These two wives who died Bechayov, they want to take Ksubis Bnin Dichen. They want to take Ksubis Bnin Dichen. Now, the third wife, Lamaise, he left over, let us say, let's be Megashim Dinyin, wife number one, the Ksuba was 500 zuz. Wife number two, the Ksuba was 300 zuz, at 800 zuz. And wife number three, who he owes a Ksuba, was 200 zuz. Fine. So we have over here 1,000 zuz, that if everything will be paid up, it's 1,000 zuz. And that's exactly how much he left over, 1,000 zuz exactly. So, Bekitza, if everything will be paid up, there's L'chayra no Moisa. If you hold Ksubinasa Moisa, there is a Moisa. So now, so if you would only tell me Ksubinasa Moisa, I would say he's talking about such a case. Now, what's the mile of such a case? In such a case, there's no Leisei Lantzuye. That means the whole inyan of Leisei Lantzuye is, there's only one wife that died before, and the other wife died after, so the yoshim of the wife who died after Mrs. Bailom, they don't have a ksubis pnin dichin, so they have a tiny, you're taking there'll be a machloikis, I want a yashin, the ksubis pnin dichin is taking away from me. So therefore, we could say, if he wouldn't have said the first, then I would say here he's speaking about that there's three wives. And here there's no Leisei Lantzuye, because the third wife has nothing but to talk about. The daughter of the third wife can only man aksube the 200 zuz and finished. The Yerusha is not negeya her whatsoever because she's a nekeve. So if it would only say Ksuba Nasa Moisa, it is not necessary that I would know that Achas Bechayv Achas Bemoisoi. There is a din of Ksubas Bnei Nichin. That's why he had to tell us both halachas. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Let's see in a minute. Kish minin hochi ava minin gen shenosa sholish nos. Yemeshu shtayim b'chai v'achas b'mois. V'ach d'may yislach ha-misa yeledes nekevi. Belavas Yerushi. So Mamel there's no Osilan Sui. Ah, Belachas Bachai Bachas Bamaisai. But the Lachemisila de Zochi, Aim Alechis Lensui. Maybe they don't see. So Kamash Bun, that's a rapopi to tell us both halachas. Hilchis, that, Achas Bachai Bachas Moisai is on Ksubis Nundich and Ksubinasas Moisai. Let us see Rashi. Zitrashi b'no yedane, di'i b'shteyem b'chayov, if he's speaking about that it's shteyem b'chayov, t'tavayu b'teyres b'nin dichen osu, le'motz l'mei meksube nasis moysa l'chavate, if the two women are meysu b'chayov, do'lav priyes chayvu. That's not a priyes chayv, if you give both of them the ksubis b'nei nichin, v'hochi, If you tell me you don't need Moise here, so where was it in Moise? The whole din Moise was, if shtei a Moise b'chayov, so you need a Moise dinner. Here, one ksuba can be a Moise for the other one, because both of them were Moise b'chayov, and both of them are ksubas m'indichim. So the Gemara says, but if you'd only say the second, say, I would say it's speaking about that the third wife left over a daughter, the Labas Yerusha, Blekele Mechesh Lintzuya. The less lo binachosim koyach, she doesn't have any koyach binachosim. Ela ksubis imo, she only has ksubis imo. Ubinei shtayim orishoinim, shahim schorim. The two shtaimer rishonim shem schorim, uboim lirish, yesh bohem, and they're both them ayashnin, yesh bohem, sheksubes imon, gdoile mishel chaverto. And by them, one is a bigger ksuba, one is a smaller ksuba. Va'imrim, and they're saying, Tlu ksibas imchem, va'imrim, and we say, va'imrim, and we say in such a case, Tlu ksibas imchem, kibnin dichen, or maybe the Yorshim of the third one says, Vaimrim tluk subis binchem, imchem, kibin binindichem. Vaonu nitoil subis imenu. Vei mishum deleke moiser dina, ay, there's no moiser dina, hay parano ben shnei, mak subash lishis, vi nasis moiser lishtay. Shebechaya. So this is nasa moiser lishtay, shebechaya. For the time that Meisu Bechai, Umarive in Kan, the Eilu Veilu Beteres Bnindichin, Neitle Maksubis. Both of them are taking Aksubis Bnindichim, so both of them have the dinner of Aksubis Bnindichim, so there's no Marive between them. Vizu Shenotle Mishimchoi, Ein Lolorif, she's nothing but to be Choylik with. You're taking more than the Chaluk entitles you. She has nothing but to talk about. She's not a Yerush. But, Achas b'chayv, Achas b'moise, there could be Leichish Lanzuye. Sheyoch Eloyma, B'no Shelzu Balas Choyv. The Ben of the Balas Choyv could tell them, Atem lo masir shuasaba yaisim imeni. Why should you take more than me? She atem boim litok subis imchain yeser ala chalukya. So why is that? Well, why should you, in the chalukas ayirush, why should you take, I'm also a son. I also took him the talt and the ksubis imi loimi over yirash, telemi imi. Ksubis imi I took out, because I'm yashting my mother. But when it's coming to Yerusha Sa'ov, why should you be better than me? So then it'll be also l'nsuye. That's where a pop is to say, that achas b'chayv, achas b'moy, say there's no osil l'nsuye.